there's a very specific feeling that creeps up on Sundays. It can start out with a general feeling of being unsettled or restless. The anxiety grows until, boom, you've caught it. The Sunday scaries. If this is you, I can help. My name is Dora Kamau. I'm a meditation and mindfulness teacher at Headspace and the host of a new Spotify-exclusive podcast called The Sunday Scaries. Sunday Scaries is out now. Tap the banner to listen for free right here on Spotify.
That was the CDC providing confirmation now of 10 patients with pulmonary anomaly 1 who report never downloading or knowingly listening.
NSA representatives are so far unwilling to confirm that Lieutenant Colonel Perry Eubanks passed along a classified file.
Even following her confessions on the now notorious 5th episode of CypherCast, there are questions still shadowing the fraudulent academic career of podcast host Nicole Tomlin.
Medical professionals can only reiterate that PA1 remains resistant to every form of respiratory therapy, and that patients can only be kept alive on medical ventilators.
I'm Nikki Tomlin, and this is CypherCast. When your podcast goes from 300 listeners to just under a million overnight, one thing that happens is you get a lot more hate mail. To all of you, I say, I am almost certainly going to die here within the next week or two. So, can that be enough for you? All right. Last week, you might remember, Robin asked the NSA for the full classified file on the message. Well, she got it, but...
They wouldn't let you keep it? For real?
It was that or not seeing the file at all, Jeanette.
But that's information we need.
Which I will repeat to you in detail. My memory's not photographic, but it's pretty goddamn good.
Ah, Lewis Krell's original notes!
The NSA's in panic mode. They know they've screwed up massively. They're not going to declassify anything else until they vetted it at a microscopic level.
By which time we might all be dead.
Everything I remember you will have, okay? That's the outer limit of what I can do.
At this point, Jeanette is giving me a full-on death stare.
Why is she here?
Because I asked her.
Do we really have to do this in front of a confessed liar and cyber criminal? I asked her to be here. I don't know if any of us will be alive in a week. The second they lift the quarantine, she's gone. But as long as we're stuck with her, I want a record.
And at least while we're stuck here, the NSA has made sure we are really well-fed and watered. Actually, Ty has a theory about that.
We're lepers, right? But we're incredibly valuable lepers.
Every other decryption team in the civilized world is trying to figure out how to crack the message without actually listening to it. But us, we're already dead.
Could you say that again? I don't know if you were smiling enough.
I know where you're going with this, Ty, and you might as well forget it.
No. If it's communicable, we all have it. We are dead cryptographers walking, so let's use that.
You think in a million years I would clear you to expose yourself to a hazardous element?
Where else are we going to start? This is our only lead.
Shit, he's right.
Release the message back into the network.
I don't take orders from you, Ty. You're not my superior. You're my responsibility.
Maude is your responsibility. All those sick people out there are your responsibility.
No, they're not. The work is your responsibility. Don't protect us. Protect what we learn. Protect what we contribute. Look, maybe decoding or what translating the message is the cure to PA1. Maybe it'll help our friend. And I hope it does, but it may not. And we have to be able to say at the start that we're okay with that. That all we might do here is contribute to the store of human knowledge before we die.
You guys are gonna kill me.
You built this team brick by brick. You wanna go down fighting? This is fighting.
So Robin has released the message back into the Cypher network. We're under instructions to strictly limit playback. Right after the meeting, Jeanette and I leave while Robin repeats information from the file to Ty. Then they talk for about half an hour in that weird way they do, heads close together, like they're trying to beam thoughts to each other. Then Ty goes to his office and he makes a call that lasts for a very long time.
I think it's Connie.
His wife? You think he's calling to tell her that he's about to risk his life?
That's probably part of it.
What's the other part?
I hate that I want to talk to you. I think they're breaking up.
So right now, he is on the phone with his wife saying, I'm about to die and I want a divorce.
Which one of those do you lead with?
I know, right? It's the worst phone call.
Hi, honey.
Two days pass. 2 days of me not interviewing the team about their progress because I am scared of hearing the message. I camp out near Maude's bed and try and get some work done when...
There's a city made of
Maude? Hey, wait, what'd you just say?
I scramble to find my recording from Tamara in the hospital.
Let's see, she's typing... There's a city made of... song. What does that mean, Tamara?
I knew that phrase sounded familiar. I'm thinking, do I take this to Robin? But what if it's nothing? My hand ringing is interrupted because right then...
Ma'am, you cannot do that!
A soldier in the lobby has noticed a woman taking off her hazmat suit.
Stop right now. If you undo that seal, you cannot leave this building.
Yes, thank you. That's the idea.
Don't shoot! I'm not armed.
You're Nikki.
Excuse me?
Nicole Tomlin, and this is CypherCast.
Stay there. I need to call this in.
I figured they wouldn't let me stay, so I made it impossible for them to let me leave.
But why would you want to stay here?
Well, I had some thoughts.
So remember a couple episodes back when Ty first brought up the idea of sound-based medicine?
Right here in Niskayuna, New York, they have a medical physicist named Dr. Singh. Dr. Kalpana Singh. She's injecting microscopic bubbles into people's brains and then using targeted sound waves to jiggle them. This creates a temporary perforation in the blood-brain barrier, allowing crucial medications to get through.
Dr. Kalpana Singh. Well, this is her. She's here. She spends some time on the phone to her people, telling them where she is and why. After that, she's in the conference room, telling us the same.
It's the 21st century. You could have just Skyped or...
Well, you see, I tried that first, but it seems your security won't let the message be played over public networks. I said, how do I collaborate with them if I can't engage the problem?
So instead, I assume you didn't just knock on the door.
Well, I applied for a pass to examine Maude. Of course, I'd still like to do so. And let me say how truly, truly sorry I am about Tamara.
Thank you. So you're not scared to die?
On the contrary, Jeanette, I'm a terrible coward. Imagine if I discovered later that my contribution could have helped and I did nothing. I'd spend the next 40 years dying thinking about that.
What you did was dangerous and irresponsible, but I'm very glad to see you.
May I speak with Ty now?
We took her directly into Ty's office.
It's like someone dropped a treasure chest down the chimney.
Well, let's not count any chickens, huh?
Oh, I'll count all the chickens I want, thank you. This is great.
Then would you do me the honor of playing me the message?
You want to join the Walking Dead?
No, but yes.
Let's do it.
The next morning, after an all-night brainstorming session with Ty and Robin, Kalpana talks to me for a few minutes before crashing.
My dream. My dream is an end to incisions in our lifetime.
Wow.
That's excessive. We'll always do incisions. Perhaps I should say that my dream is to see them become rare. To become boutique.
Okay. And ultrasound therapy is the key.
See, not the key. The beginning. The message is the perfect example. There's something about how those voices interact with one another that achieves extraordinarily sophisticated results.
I mean, how sophisticated is killing people?
Yeah, it depends on the method. When I use a sound wave on a patient, I must project it again and again to keep getting a result. With the message, maybe you hit it once, twice, three times, depending on your susceptibility, and then no more. But the disease keeps proliferating. The catalyst stops, but the effect continues. How?
Oh. You did not join us at our meeting.
No. I'm scared. I don't want to hear the message anymore.
But you've already heard it how many times?
Oh, I have no idea. I'm not even sure.
You know, some have listened to it up to three times without contracting PA1. But no one listened to it four times without doing so. You can't be in any more danger than you already are now.
Forget about the danger for a second. She's awesome. We just landed a heavy-duty relief pitcher. I taped the following exchange as we all raided the new food delivery in the kitchen.
Dr. Lyons, My employers are delivering a fairly embarrassing amount of my equipment tomorrow. Oh. Could you arrange for it to get through?
Yep, I'm on it.
I would have been happy with your brain, but equipment too?
They're a bit annoyed with me, but they want this to work.
Well, I made it a point to stay current on all the technologies.
You're right.
Shit.
No.
Tell me.
Shit, wait, what time? I gotta get it. Robin!
Hi.
Mom, what are you? Oh, God.
Oh, It just started. It just started for him.
We need help!
Is this how it happens?
Yes, every time.
Yeah.
Somebody help us. All right. Ty!
It's 10 minutes later. Kalpana and the hazmat people are leaning over Ty. Robin is yelling and crying. I can't. This episode is over.
Meet your next audiobook listen, Go as a River by Shelley Reed. Set in the 1940s, this coming-of-age novel is filled with danger, love, passion, and a tragedy that lands teenaged Victoria Nash in Colorado's beautiful and harsh wilderness, fighting to survive. Find out what happens as the Gunnison River rises, an old life is underwater, and Victoria fights to regain all that is lost. Listen now on Spotify.